T-minus 8. Landing site, New Kerguelen. There was no discernible flash upon Billy and Dan's arrival on New Kerguelen, not one that they experienced, at least, given that both woke up from their induced and remarkably brief slumbers immediately after the craft arrived and their bubble-like enclosure retracted. Billy was fully lucid first, jumping to his feet.
Are we here? Already?
Welcome to New Kerguelen, Dan replied. Between themselves, they had resumed unnecessarily speaking out loud and seemed likely to keep doing so.
I hope it's more fun than New York, Billy replied with a broad smile.
Dan smiled for a second, too, but felt it fading as he recalled the opposite conversation he'd had with Tara upon their arrival in New York just minutes before he first heard the news about the world beyond New Kerguelen's great shelter. The fact that the air was breathable felt like a side note now, given that it merely lay between the messenger's shelter and another altogether more mysterious one. What sobered Dan's excitement in the moments before Leisha returned to guide them towards the craft's exit was his memory of the dubious welcome he and Tara had received when they stepped out of their car at the UN that day. Heckles and insults, eggs and paint, it had been bad, but it had at least been bearable. Thanks in no small part to Leisha and his protective force fields guarding against the rowdiest members of the crowd. Today, upon reflecting that some of those in the crowd Dan was about to meet held similar powers themselves, he felt suddenly uneasy. Leisha was on his side, but the others? The squadron? Whoever had decided to send the human crew home early? Like at the UN, Dan dearly wished he had Emma at his side. But more than anything else, he spent his final moments inside the alien mothership, hoping with every fiber of his being that the welcome he received here would be a lot more friendly.